I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
They said it coming up in 10 minutes, and at 9:20 this morning, we will talk to Heidi Watney on this Sox-Yankees series, which is very important for the Boston Red Sox this weekend, because that wild card round could take place at Fenway Park if you do some bidding this weekend and you're the Boston Red Sox. And will Roman Anthony be a part of this team? Will Trevor Story be a part of this team this weekend? We will hear what Roman Anthony said about being ready for the Yankees coming up during They Said It. Curtis is off at Storyland. Last minute flex Friday for Curtis. So in his absence, Scheim can handle the weather if we can open the window world of Boston weather window this morning. Okay. I'm getting more depressed because kids are going back to school next week.
They sure are. I had my coaches meeting yesterday, Greg. Ready for the soccer season.
It's virtually over. I guess we're going to have some nice weekend weather, Scheim. Like, today's going to be beautiful, tomorrow great, right?
Today's going to be really nice. It's going to be a high of 83. Might be a little bit of a spot shower in the middle of the afternoon, but real quick, nothing too crazy. So it'll be a high of 83 today. Tomorrow's going to be gorgeous. Sunny and a high of 77. Mm. Like, it is going to be a stunning Saturday for you. So go out, enjoy it. Sunday, also a high of 84. A little cloudy, but a high of 84 for you.
I've got an Olds versus Youngs match tomorrow at BlackRock, Scheim, down in Hingham.
Okay. Last time you had an Olds versus Youngs match, did it go your way or did it not?
I haven't had as many this season. I think at the start of the season, I think the Youngs, Brees and whoever he was playing with, beat the Olds that time too. So we'll see tomorrow. I have a former professional athlete on my side, though, in the form of the captain,
ooh,
who is our host. So hopefully my performance is better than the match, too.
Redemption is spelled G-R-E-G.
I should hope.
Watching you pick up your pen this morning on your way in, I would be worried.
Well,
I thought you were going down.
It's worse in the morning.
Like, right.
The olds who listen to the show will tell you that the back pain, the hip pain, it's worse in the morning.
Yeah,
stiff. Once I get to midday, everything's A-okay. You can stop and see Window World Boston, and they are a one-stop shop for everything exterior for your home. Windows, exterior doors, siding, roofing, all of it. There are four local showrooms that you can visit. Go to windowworldofboston.com. Wiggy, I think have the same lead topic, which is Christian Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to start, and then I'll tell you where I am, because I shared some quick thoughts from the doc this morning on my Instagram about his trainer and the social media posts and things. But go ahead.
I'll start it here like this. The thing that, you know, I don't understand and I don't see, and Sean, we've done a bunch of different lists, whether it's for Drake May and where he falls, and you know, where he ranks amongst quarterbacks throughout the NFL. What I don't understand is that it seems like, and I think it was, they were talking about this on the Pat McAfee show, that they don't, or they, when I say they, there are people maybe who don't in the building, and Courtney alluded to this before, that don't view Christian Gonzalez as maybe being the better player than Devin Witherspoon or even Trent McDuffie.
Okay.
And so...
who would you guess those people are? Do you think it's Mike Vrabel?
It could be.
Okay.
It has to be somebody in power, right?
Right. And the only reason why I say Mike Vrabel is he goes, maybe he views, and this is something that they kind of talked about also on the Pat McAfee show, and I could get it, that he views like the D-line to a higher standard at, you know, a level of what's importance when it comes to the defensive ends versus the corner versus, you know, any other position. And the reason why I'm a little bit confused is because most NFL experts or people that follow the game will tell you that Gonzalez is probably the better player than Devin Witherspoon. But if somebody in that building doesn't believe that, that's a head scratcher to me. Right? So,
well, it can also be that they just don't believe that player at that position
is worth it.
Is worth the money that you're going to have to spend. And that's a strategy. That's a business strategy.
But
a football business strategy.
As Wiggy alluded to, though, if they valued pass rush more than corner, which is a fair evaluation to make, why then did you not go get an elite pass rusher in the offseason and trade Christian Gonzalez? You could have traded for Max Crosby. You could have signed Trey Hendrickson.
My thoughts on the doc this morning, exactly. So yesterday, a couple developments, and I know people are in the Twitch chat or texting saying, Greg, you... executive order, you weren't going to talk about Gonzo again. I know. But a couple things happened yesterday which are important because I think the relationship has been damaged. Mm-hmm. So number one, his trainer, Schefter, has a report that things are not going well and they have a wide divide in what the team wants to pay, what he wants. His Christian Gonzalez trainer subtweets that, sub-Xs it, and says, trade him.
In all caps.
In all caps. That's his guy, right? He says trade him. Mm-hmm. So the other thing is that there was some reporting by Andrew Callahan that Christian Gonzalez did not take well to Robert Kraft publicly putting him on blast and basically saying, hey, here's the we offered him a ton of money.
Right.
Hello, here's the guy who's not taking the ton of money that we offered him. And so the relationship has been damaged.
Yep.
That my thoughts on the doc, and we talked about it briefly yesterday, if you weren't going to pay that, you knew that Witherspoon was going to get the most. I'm assuming that you felt like Witherspoon was going to be paid highest at the position in the NFL, right? So if you weren't willing to pay that with this particular player and you don't value the position in that way, trade him before camp starts so you get as much value as you can and you can deal with your depth issue at whatever position you find more important.
Well, we talked about this briefly yesterday, and Shime, he was the one who found the research on it. And forget about even Devin Witherspoon. The Trent McDuffie deal was done, what, you say March 8th or March 3rd?
March 8th.
Right, March 8th. So if you knew you weren't going to pay him the Trent McDuffie deal, and maybe people felt like, oh, Devin Witherspoon was going to get more than what McDuffie got at that time, and then I would think people were already on going, well, then Christian Gonzalez is going to get more than Witherspoon.
Devil's advocate tweet for you, Wiggy. To play devil's advocate, it's a 508 tweet. Text. Devin Witherspoon has been a Pro Bowler every year of his career, All-Pro first team, and this year he was All-Pro second team, and Christian Gonzalez has only been All-Pro second team once.
I said you could make the argument that Devin Witherspoon, in some people's minds, is better. But then wouldn't you then say, okay, he should then get what Trent McDuffie got, or is he not as good as Trent McDuffie either? Right? So I guess... That's the thing that I look at is when I listen to the NFL experts and they break down all the numbers and the stats and all these different type of, you know, analytics that they say, oh, Gonzalez is a better player, right? Gonzalez is one of the top three corners in the NFL. And granted, you know, Witherspoon, not taking anything away from him. But I just, they're showing me that they don't believe Gonzalez is better than Witherspoon or McDuffie or as valued in their,
listen,
their opinion.
It also might be their strategy that they're just going to expect that he's going to play this year, play next year, and they're going to franchise tag him. And then, and that's what that, that's the way they're doing it from a business perspective. Possible.
Yeah, but that would be a bad way to do business. If you,
well, it exists in the NFL, so there are players that are franchise tagged. It's not,
but it also exists that he could be like, you know what? I'm not playing. I'm not showing up until
not gonna play for a couple of years.
No, no, I'm not showing up until I have to show up. What is that, week 9? Yeah. So he might say, all right, I'm not going to show up till I have to show up, or I'm not going to play until then. I got an ankle injury. My back is bothering me. I can't play this week.
All right, it's not good though.
No. I said it from day one.
I don't care if you want it. If you believe the right thing to do for the football team is to trade him and not pay him, you should have done it a long, long time ago. Malfeasance, as we said yesterday. Malfeasance.
I said day one when Robert went out there and said, we gave him the highest paid contract in Patriots history and as a corner. I said from that point on, there is issues because he's now putting a player on Front Street.
Well, yeah, he backed him into a corner.
Yep. So and the money don't add up.
Right. Yeah. All right. Those are today's leads. We're going to get to They Said It coming up in 2 minutes, no longer on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Curtis getting one last family vacation in at Storyland before school begins. And if you're doing the same thing, then have fun. Good luck. Enjoy it while it lasts. We will get to Hill Notes at 9:30 this morning. So you can leave one of those on any topic. Obviously, the relationship between the New England Patriots and Christian Gonzalez, not so good, I don't believe, this morning. Worse, maybe, than we thought it was yesterday morning. So a Hill Note on that. Great. Red Sox and a very important series in the Bronx with the New York Yankees this weekend, and you can leave a Hill Note on that as well or on any other topic. Are we going to, during They Said It, Chime, are we going to get to the interesting comments from the new owner of the Seattle Seahawks?
I think we should, Greg.
Okay, all right.
I think one member of this show might actually really like his comments.
Okay, all right.
So that is coming up, and Courtney has the news at 8 this morning, and that includes Florida not like the rest of us, and what an employee at Steak and Shake was shaking in the face of a customer that should never be shaken in public. So all of that is coming up, but Shime, let's get to it.
They said it. It's time for
They Said It.
They Said It.
They Said It. You know, some of these rats around here.
We score 16 at Yankee Stadium. Suck on it.
Duval.
Humbly, one of the best basketball players in the world.
They Said It. The Greg Hill Show.
They Said It, presented by Catches, and they're ready to stand beside you during your toughest moments. So if you've been hurt on the job, hurt at a business, and you need help, reach out to Catches. Go to Catches Law. That's Catches with a K at CatchesLaw.com. Okay, Shime, what are we starting with today?
Well, let's begin with Roman Anthony. So he played for the Woo Sox last night, had an RBI double in the game.
105 miles per hour off that bat.
Ooh, exit velo
from the Roman Empire.
Nice. Friend of the station, or a friend of the show, Bridget Prue, covers the Bruins here, also does some stuff for the Woo Sox, caught up with Roman Anthony. Here was Roman Anthony talking about if he'll be ready for this Yankee series this weekend.
For you, is New York on the table for tomorrow?
I'm not sure yet. Haven't really talked about it. Going to reassess after the game, so not sure.
And how are you feeling? Are you feeling like you're ready to take that on if they do give you the call?
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling like I'm, you know, getting more and more at-bats, getting to where I want to be at the plate. You know, am I quite there yet? Probably not, but, you know, I'm getting close to where I want to be. But, like I said, I mean, I'll be ready when the time's right.
So there was some reporting that he and Trevor Story decided that they wanted to stay and get at-bats mm-hmm. last night as opposed to traveling with the team.
Okay.
In advance of the series, which I think is a good thing. Yeah. Like I like that. And
they don't necessarily need these guys to win this Yankee series. I think that, you know, if they've shown all season long that they can win without these guys, so why rush them
they've
back?
They've shown that they can beat the Yankees right. without these guys.
Yeah, so why rush them back? Let them get their at-bats. Let them feel comfortable and bring them up when they're ready to actually come up and be contributors.
Yeah. I'm hearing, it seems like, the insiders, the savants, more and more suggest that Mickey Gasper is going to be the odd man out.
Bad.
Over my, I was going to say dead body, but that might.
Don't jinx yourself.
That yeah. might be a jinx scenario. I'm going to, I don't know what I'm going to do, but if.
That man is raking. You can't move him.
Raking. He's like Barry Bonds. It's historically extraordinary what Mickey Gasper is doing.
Somebody else that they could move down instead of him? I mean, is there another player that you would be like not happy with you, but you could be like, okay, I could see them sending him back down to AAA?
Well, I'm you know, you're it's not going to be one guy. You're going to have to send a couple.
Okay,
I'm guessing that your choices end up being Seagulls.
All right.
Sogard
probably. I don't know. It's just, I don't know the risk reward when it comes to Trevor Story coming back. And
you heard him yesterday, Bresbaut, when I asked him. You heard what he said yesterday, and that's why I believe once he's ready to go. Bresbaut said when he is healthy and he's at, you know, what they think he is, Trevor Story, he's an unbelievable athlete. He's a guy that can hit for, you know, in their minds, he can hit home runs. He can steal bases. He's a good defender. Like, they feel like if he is healthy, he's the best option at shortstop, far better than anybody else that they have currently on this roster.
This is Joe from Lowell. Joe, oh, hold on. Why do people switch this stuff? They switch it over so they're not in control of the phones. Like, what is, what?
You want this one?
No, I got it. Joe, good morning.
GD, Greg, after 30 years, you think they'd have it set up for you?
I know. I come in every morning, get everything reset and stuff, but honestly, it's not like I'm out, you know, doing foundations or something, so I don't know what I'm complaining about.
Well, I would not want to see you sweat.
It happens in here, and I'm not doing any physical activity. It's a real problem.
Yikes. Hey, you know what? Having Roman back for the Yankee series, to me, isn't that important. But did anybody hear one iota of confidence in that answer he gave to that reporter?
No.
You didn't?
No.
No.
He sounds disheveled. He doesn't sound like he wants to be there.
He also says, like, I haven't thought about it. It's like, well, I mean, come on. Isn't the whole
point? I mean, if you're a number one alpha, aren't you chomping at the bit to get back in that dugout?
Yes.
If you're healthy, though, if you're where you need to be. But well,
he's healthy.
Well, I mean, when I say healthy.
We've seen him hit a home run, RBI doubles. Like, the guy's mashing.
Right.
in the minors.
But he also said in that audio, I'm not where I want to be when it comes to at the plate. He literally said that in the audio. So I'm working towards that. That's what he said. So the
But can't you be working towards something and still itching to get back with
right,
you?
Right. But the confidence is like, it's like, all right, I'm making my way back, but I'm not where I want to be. And so once I get to that point, maybe my confidence level will change a little bit. I mean, he said that in the audio.
Well, you played professional sports. Mm-hmm. So there's a comment in the Twitch chat from Maine 2022. That says Anthony's getting paid a fortune with no pressure in a big game, so why would he come back? Like
he wants to play
baseball his whole life.
Yeah,
he wants to go play in Yankee Stadium. Right. Like who doesn't?
And
I would assume Trevor Story the same way. Like they want to be back and contributing.
And with all the storylines around Roman Anthony, wouldn't he want to come back and prove people wrong?
Of course.
Like, wouldn't that be high on your list too? Yeah. Where you just want to come back and shut everyone else up?
Right.
But he knows from the narrative.
He knows that, like, all right, because he even said also in that audio, and I'm kind of paraphrasing a little bit, but he also said, you know, like I want to, you know, obviously I'm not where I want to be. And it's a process. And basically, I can't remember exactly how he said it, but he was like, well, you know, don't have high expectations. Like when I do come back, like he also kind of made it seem like, you know, I might not go out there and be, you know, hitting home runs all the time. So I think he's looking at it like, and I would imagine a player coming off injury would look at it and go, all right, I'm not where I want to be. I'm working my way back. Don't expect the world that I'm going to tear the cover off the baseball because I don't feel like I'm at the point that I need to be at to be that type of player just yet.
Well, that's what we expect. We expect that you're going to hit the cover off the baseball. I mean, that's why you were a top three prospect. Mm-hmm. That's why you're being paid the legit money, and we expect that you're going to come back and hit the – and I think you will.
But he even said he's –
like Shime said, he started off in Portland with a dong. Hit one in Worcester. Hit a RBI double last night. I mean,
that's off of like, you know, double A and triple A plays. He even feels like, you know, it's going to take time to knock that rust off. He hasn't played in how many months?
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of what he was saying is that, you know, obviously he's excited to get back up, but he's not going to rush it.
Okay, Sox Yankees game one this evening, 7:15 first pitch. On the Shaws and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network here on WEEI on the Odyssey app, both for free, no charge. We don't get you like Apple does. So, and we'll talk to Heidi Watney, speaking of Apple, and that broadcast coming up at 9:20 on today's show. And we're back with more of They Said It next. Yesterday, our friends from Needham Bank were feeling generous when they surprised Kyle, the soon-to-be truck driver, with $5,000 cash at the end of the show. And this morning, Wiggy is the one who's feeling generous.
That I am, Greg. You know what it is. It's Fan Cash Friday and powered by Fanatic Sportsbook, America's fastest-growing sportsbook. Be the 10th caller to our WEEI contest line at 617-931-0937 for your chance to win $100 in fan cash from Fanatic Sportsbook every Friday. Winning hits different.
Okay, you said 10th caller. Now.
Yes, 10th caller.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
You got it, brother.
Shime, what's next?
Well, Greg, the Patriots played a preseason game yesterday, and they lost to the Cleveland Browns, but After the game, Mike Vrabel talked about why he didn't play any of the starters in the game. We can hear from Coach Mike Vrabel.
You know, I just think that it's best for us right now to try to start next week with the guys that we have. And I know that's a difficult decision. You know, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. And so we have to just continue to try to prepare the football team the best that we can. And, you know, I just wanted to try to get to the regular season with the guys that we had.
Well, you disagree. You think there's a right answer, and you think it's the one that that they gave, which is that you don't need the preseason is useless game-wise.
Yeah, and I would think Vrabel is a guy who played in the league a long time, probably was like the same way I was. You get to a certain point, and you're like, what is preseason really doing for me? The only thing it's doing for me is putting me in a position where I could possibly get hurt, right? If I play a series or two, like, that's not going to, you know, prepare me any more for week one. And I think it's more that than anything. I know guys, I know there are coaches out there that still play these guys, and I get it. You know, I get the younger guys and trying to show that, okay, I can handle myself in a game situation where the coach is not right in my ear on the field and the situation isn't as controlled, the environment as far as how it practices. Like, I get that for the younger guys or guys that you might want to see, like, all right, we're going to need this guy to give us a little bit more. But guys like, you know, Drake May and those other guys, what's the benefit?
Week and a half away from opening night for the NFL, Patriots traveling to Seattle.
Yep.
And your concerns at this point are, I know it's the edge and, mm-hmm. and the rush.
Right.
Any other concerns that have developed for you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously, Christian Gonzalez.
That's my biggest concern.
You're freaked out about that.
Because if you don't have an edge where you can go, all right, maybe we're not as good in the back end, but we got guys that can get after the quarterback. We have a Max Crosby, a Miles Garrett, guy like that. You don't have that. Your number one sack getter from last year is hurt. And who knows what Harold Landry is even going to be, because he was dealing with that.
We talked about it yesterday. Right. Now that's pushed back, and you don't know.
Right.
He's going to be a non-factor this season. I can just feel it.
So depressing.
Yeah, he's kind of old. His career's kind of coming to the twilight.
Right. And so you look and you go, okay, now we got some new players we brought in, and Jones, you drafted Gabe Akis, and he's a rookie, but you have issues when it comes to a legit edge guy. And so you know how you make up for that is you have a shutdown corner. Now you might not have a shutdown corner nor an edge guy. So that concerns me for a defense that I expected to be top five, top seven, and your best player is not going to, my opinion, won't be out there.
Any concerns you have on the other side of the football?
Offense? No. I feel good about offense. I feel like the offensive line is fine. The running game is going to be good.
You okay depth-wise, running back? I mean, it's basically Ramondre.
Travion Henderson.
You expect big things from Travion.
Yep.
I know that. There are some people who are like, why does Wiggy expect that?
Because he's a talented player, and I feel like Josh McDaniels is really going to utilize him a lot. Like, offense, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I got no issues on the offensive side of the football. My concern is the defense.
You're going to have to win some shootouts early in the season if Christian Gonzalez isn't playing.
Right. And now that's going to see, okay, let's see if Drake May really if you're able to get his money to another level, because, like, to Shime's point, you're going to have to put up some points. You know, you got a hotter schedule, better teams. We talked about the first four games. Three of them are on the road.
Yeah.
And three of those first four games,
which really stinks.
Oh, no, four of the first four games, am I right?
No, three of the first four.
Three of the first four. Seven of the first 11 are on the road.
No, three of them are on the road, but all four of those teams that you're playing are all playoff teams, correct?
Was Pittsburgh a playoff team?
That's why I was like three. I believe they were last year.
Yeah, they were.
So your first four games.
Yes, they were. You're right.
Yeah,
their division last year.
Three of them on the road and all four of them against playoff teams.
Which, by the way, is happening because of the World Cup and because you're the Patriots. You feel the need to squeeze in these concerts because you didn't have concert availability mm-hmm. due to the World Cup. Like,
Oh, is that why the schedule looks?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, that's
know
why
that.
It's happening.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I had no idea. I just thought
a little greedy.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to make, what do they say? Make hay when hay, how does that go?
That's a saying I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know that one. All I know is the hay is the bond.
If you got lemons, make lemonade, you know.
I like that one. That's a good one.
Fake lemonade out of lemons. Yeah. Same vibe.
You got it. You nailed it.
Along, yeah.
When life deals you lemons, you make lemonade.
Yeah. I mean, people understand that more than hay.
What, making hay?
How many farmers are out there?
You know, a lot of them. You know, farmers keep America fed.
I agree.
You ever think about that?
I just don't think there's a ton in Boston.
Yeah, as a young man, first thing I did pretty much before I went to school was go out and collect the eggs from the chickens.
Wow.
Out in the chicken coop.
Didn't you have a really scary situation?
Well,
didn't they freeze one year?
Yes, all the all the chickens froze one year. I went out to the chicken coop and they were all frozen because it got down to like 25 below. Mm. Awful thing to see as a child.
Yeah. Growing up on a farm.
And then another time I went out because we had sheep also. My dad was a gentleman farmer.
Okay.
We had a little farm on the, we had cows.
Wow.
So we could get a side of beef every year from our,
I did not
own,
know
our
this.
Own cows.
Did you actually ever have to?
Milk?
No, not milk.
No, I didn't milk.
Not milk, but kill and, you know, prepare any of the.
We did deliver our cows.
Mm-hmm.
Traumatic thing as a young child. Deliver the cow to the butcher.
Mm.
Slaughterhouse.
Slaughterhouse.
Which was, I don't know if it still exists. It was called, believe it or not, because of the family's name. It was called the Blood Farm in Groton. And so you drive the cow over there. Poor thing. You say goodbye to the thing.
You name the cow?
No, you don't name it.
Okay.
And the thing walks away and then you hear a gunshot.
Do you get any?
And then you leave with a full side of beef, which is fantastic.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
We also jumped over the sheep. I'm on the edge of my seat about what happened with the sheep.
The sheep?
Yeah.
Went out to feed the sheep, and the poor sheep was a ewe.
What does that mean?
That means a female.
Okay.
And had a little baby sheep, but the baby sheep did not come all the way out. So the sheep was running around in the sheep pen with a sheep head hanging out the butt.
Oh. Doesn't come out.
I mean,
of the
an awful
butt.
Thing to see as a child, but really kind of prepares you for life.
Yeah,
really gets you ready.
Gets you ready.
Wow, your family's so interesting.
Well, thank you, Courtney.
Well, no, it's just like we're finding out different things every day. Like your grandfather owned racehorses. You grew up really on a farm.
Used to get out there and make hay while the sun was shining.
Well, Courtney,
that's the expression,
he did.
Chime,
that's the
in case you didn't know, you make hay while the sun is shining.
Courtney, he did grow up in the age of the horse and buggy, so like this is
that's a good point.
Not
that's
true.
A lot of farming going on back then.
And good news in Twitch, Blood Farm still up and running.
Really?
Oh well.
All right, maybe we'll do a roadshow there. all right. Well, I can't wait. We are. I love the fact that the season starts on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is anybody bothered by that?
No, I'm not.
No.
I'm not. I'm glad it's here.
I was talking to a guy at the show yesterday at Tuscan Village who is like can't stand having a Sunday without a Patriots game. Like cannot stand when the Patriots play a weeknight game.
Oh, see, that's the best for me because I go home and I can sit there and just throw Red Zone on. I can throw four different games on and really just kind of, you know, dive into football.
You don't have to be like focused in 3 hours on your team and
exactly
on Sunday. You can,
When my team's the only team on, it's very easy to just kind of lock in.
Right.
Whereas when there's a million games going on, you want to be able to check in on everything.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right. We are going to take a quick break and we will get to the rest of They Said It coming up next. Before that, though, Wiggy has some congratulations and some cash for Ryan from Manchester. Hey, Ryan.
Hey.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Wiggy has some cash for Dave from North Andover. Sorry, Ryan. I'll get Needham Bank to take care of Ryan. Hello, Dave. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
What up, brother?
Doing great.
Hey, congratulations on your $100 fan cash. Don't spend it all in one place, but lay down some good parlays, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. All thanks, right. Wiggs.
You got it, brother.
Thanks, team. You guys are great.
Thank you. You're great. Thank you.
You ever wonder why Fanatic Sportsbook is America's fastest growing sportsbook? Well, other sportsbooks, their rewards are just, they're not the same. They're the old rewards you just don't get like you do with FanCash. It's different. It's the ultimate sports currency, and betting with Fanatics lets you stack it up. With Fanatic Sportsbook, you get up to 10% fan cash back on your wages, win or lose. Use your fan cash to unlock the world of Fanatics with more bets, profit boosts, exclusive merch, collectibles, game tickets, and so much more. If you want value for your bets, Fanatics will always have your back. Did I also mention they're giving away millions in fan cash this year with games like Fan Cash Drop? Tap in every Friday and see what the fuss is all about. Download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. New users, sign up and get 10 days of $100 fan cash bet matches only at Fanatics Sportsbook, where winning hits different. You must be 21 years old to gamble. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-MY-RECE.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Set.
A very meaningful series for the Boston Red Sox begins this evening with the New York Yankees, 7:15 first pitch. You can talk about that series and the implications of it all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. What is this Jago on the text line talking about, Sean?
Which one, Greg? There's quite a few on there. Sorry.
Greg, there's one concert at Gillette Stadium. What are you talking about? No, there's five. Like, do a little research. Go online. There's Bruno Mars. There's Ed Sheeran. Ooh. There's Zach Bryan. There's concert after concert.
They got the Savannah Bananas there today.
Yes, but mm-hmm. That's not interfering with the regular season. True. But once the regular season begins, there's and by the way, the Savannah Bananas, two nights at Gillette Stadium, which I assume are sold out.
They are. Tickets are going for like $1,000 resale, wow. Greg.
I would never go, but you got to give the guy credit on that business model and creating that thing. It's right. Unbelievable.
They are, and Wiggy and I were talking about it off air. He was like, "Is this like a kid's thing?" No, it's like a 20-year-old girl. Girls are loving
really?
Them.
Okay.
Yes. See, I thought it was more like the baseball.
Pump the brakes. Yeah. It's families.
I thought it was more like the baseball version of the Harlem Globetrotters.
It is sort of.
And that was blown and up on TikTok.
Right, but
those, and girls, like, they're thirsting for them.
So it's not families.
No, there's families there, but there are also a lot of girls who go to enjoy the Savannah Bananas.
All right. Yeah, I mean, every time I see them somewhere, they're playing in front of Pac Stadium. So
is my guy Ryan still on hold? Yes, he is. Okay. Ryan, good morning.
It's like I got gonzoed before. I got that guaranteed money put in front of me, but I guess it really wasn't. I got pulled back last minute there. But
Ryan, I'm going to hook you up with a $100 gift card somewhere. Maybe $110.
No, yes. No. Yes. Thank you, guys. I was joking, but thank you.
I'm going to take care of it. I appreciate that. That's an old man. Senior moment.
Don't even worry about it. I appreciate it. I love listening to you guys every morning. That's worth it to me. No worries at all. I appreciate it.
What's cooking?
So in this case, I actually think Vrabel is hiding behind the crafts and the ownership and not the reputation, but the cash budget stuff. If you haven't seen the mumblings and the writing on the wall that Gonzo is not a Vrabel guy, going back to training camp last year, and let's just remember his last two games. I know everybody shows that one play he made in the Super Bowl. He got burned twice by JSN that should have been touchdowns that Sam Darnold underthrew by 5 yards. Mm. And in the Denver game, people forget this. He didn't play the fourth quarter. He got banged up, hurt his elbow, left the team. When's the last time you saw a guy, a cornerback, and number one, decide they're not going to play the fourth quarter of an AFC championship game? But I think there's a light at the end of the tunnel here because we've been forgetting about the guy who's vocally said that he wants to play for the Patriots, who happens to play defensive end for the LA Raiders now? I forget what they're called.
Vegas. Yeah.
There could be a scenario there where you get some draft capital to be able to send to them, or maybe a straight-up trade. Because, listen, you scheme out a zone defense in the Vrabel thing most of the time anyway. Are you really going to lock up money in a guy that you can't count on? What's the number one ability, boys?
Availability is the number one ability.
Exactly.
Availability.
Yeah, great Friday, guys. I appreciate it. Love you guys.
Great call. So to answer the question you had during your lead, mm-hmm. when you said somebody in the building does not appreciate the value of Christian Gonzalez, maybe it is Mike Vrabel,
right?
Yeah. Maybe it is.
Yesterday I believe it was a Hill Note guy that brought up the Micah Parsons and going, oh damn, okay, like we've seen this happen before where you have an elite player get traded because of maybe a contract not getting done, and that's similar to what happened with Micah Parsons. So if I'm here and I listen, if the Patriots traded Gonzalez tomorrow for Max Crosby, round of applause.
Yeah, no, you would be happy.
Yeah, but why didn't they try and do this?
No,
earlier?
I get
it's
it.
Big
yeah.
issue. Like if and I think Ryan made a lot of really good points. It's a really interesting perspective. But like if Vrabel doesn't really want to sign Gonzalez, why did they not push to try and trade him in the offseason?
That to me.
There were plenty of pass rushers that seemed to be available.
That to me is the biggest head scratcher of all this thing, because we go back to like, and I'm always going to go back to the Trent McDuffie deal. Like that laid down the framework for what deals were going to look like after that.
They knew they were going to have to pay him big money. If they weren't willing to do that, okay, business decision, but get value for the guy when you can get great value for the guy. Not now, a week and a half before the season starts.
You could have gotten Myles Garrett. You could have gotten Max Crosby.
Right.
You could have gotten Trey Hendrickson. You could have gotten something, and you got nothing so far.
What else is left this morning? Are we getting to the new owner of the Seattle football team?
I think we need to. So the Seattle Seahawks new owner was introduced, and he talked. He was at his press conference, and he talked about falling in love with a different NFL team that I think will really resonate with somebody on this show.
By the way, wasn't Wick and his group trying to buy that team?
I believe so, yes.
So this guy outbid him or whatever?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, and this guy was originally, I believe, a minority holder in the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay.
So here is the new owner of the Seattle Seahawks.
I also happened to come to this country in 76 when the Steelers were winning the Super Bowl. So actually, I was originally and still am a big Steelers fan. Steelers games, too.
Okay.
Wait a second. Okay, I'm fine with it. You don't say it.
Well,
like, you... What?
I mean... I certainly wouldn't say it if I was owning the team, but hey, Steelers fandom runs deep.
That's like if Bill Chisholm came in and goes, you know, guys, I'm a huge 76ers fan.
I'm a Knicks fan. I've been a Knicks fan my whole life.
Right.
But I'm delighted to own the Celtics. What? What guy needs to like talk to some people before he goes out and does a press conference and says I'm a huge Steelers fan?
Just say maybe I'm like a big football
fan.
Yeah,
like I've always loved the game.
You could have easily done it like I came here in 76. I fell in love with football because of the Steelers.
Yeah.
Now I am a diehard Seahawks fan and like done it that way.
Right. Stand up there and go Seahawks. Don't stand up there and go Steelers.
Let's go 12s.
Oh, boy. All right. That's They Said It. We are going to get to Courtney and today's news in 2 minutes. No longer. Next on The Greg Hill Show.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.